Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Coming up, we got to talk about this big cave rescue. Ed Sorensen, cave diver and just super diver. And I've talked to him a couple times before. We haven't had him on the show in a long time, but he literally saved one of those cave divers that was part of the rescue mission in Thailand of those kids on the soccer team. And one of those divers that saved the kids in Thailand got into trouble in Tennessee this past week. And Ed Sorensen went out there and found him, saved him. And got him back to the surface. So we're going to dive into that a little bit here on Hour 2. And, of course, we got, Easter weekend, Easter Eel stuff to cover. I'll tell you, the response on Facebook Live has been very positive for the Easter Eel. I do believe we are making some headway into taking hold of this idea of making the Easter Eel a diver-centric holiday mascot type of thing that the divers around the world can get behind. And everybody's with me on this, right, Bubble Boy?
I'm with you.
Jerry the Diver Guy, what do you think? Yeah, you're in?
Yes, go. Let's go.
All right. And then
as long as we don't flush it.
Casey the Tobacco Nut, and of course, Barry the Bugger.
What's the response on the telethon?
I'm ready.
I don't know. Let's go to the phones. 888-88-SCUBA. We got somebody on the phone here. Let's find out how they feel about the Easter Eel. Hi, you're on Scuba Radio. Welcome. How are you?
Damn it, Dive Master. How much longer are you going to make me wait on hold? Not like I got stuff to do today.
Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh. I recognize that voice from last year.
Oh, yeah.
That would be...
Yeah, you should. I'm kind of famous.
Yeah, yeah. The Easter Bunny has dialed us up.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, happy Easter. Easter Bunny.
Prove it's the bunny.
Prove it's the bunny. Well, I recognize the voice. He just has this kind of goofy sound to his voice.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. You humiliate me on a national radio.
Well, we're not we're just moving on. You're bitter. You've been around for years and years. It's time for an upgrade, and divers could rally behind the Easter Eel as opposed to the Easter Bunny and put you out to pasture where you probably prefer to go make more bunnies.
Well, listen to me right now.
Too
much about that eel because legal reasons. I can't really talk about it, but I will say this.
Okay.
That caller was correct. The Easter Eel's fondness for wieners cannot be overstated.
What? I'm not sure what to think of that.
That's all I'm going to say about that, okay?
Okay, all right, Easter
Bunny. If you want to align yourself in his camp, mister, you're going to be in for a big surprise tomorrow morning.
What do you mean? What are you going to do?
The Easter Eel... No one talks about this. Oh, the Easter Eel, so great.
Yeah.
No, you know what the Easter Eel does when he swims up out of the disgusting sewer, don't you?
Not really. That was the part
He's going to bite your hiney.
What? Don't say that. He wouldn't do that to the good.
He wants to do. He's not going to spread Easter. He doesn't bring eggs and candy like I do. He doesn't bust his butt and try to hide it, make it a game out of it, and celebrate. He's not beloved by children.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He bites heinies. He's a heiny biting eel.
That's not what the song says. He didn't say that. He has his own song. It says the whole story. He does it better than you.
Here comes Ed the Easter Eel. We're not quite sure just what's his deal. He comes to Good Divers on Easter Day.
Oh, wow.
You'll wake up Easter morning and you'll do what we all do. He might be there to wish you well, but don't confuse him with your poo. So keep the lid up for him this year. The Easter Eel is almost here. Divers round the world now all say yay! Yay! Yay!
That was a great, inspiring legend that you made up.
It's not true. I didn't make it up. Easter Bunny, come on. Your song doesn't even come close to that. Be real.
That's a bunch of garbage.
What?
How dare you?
What do you mean?
Enjoy your infections. Enjoy your hiney infections, losers.
Oh,
go to hell.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. You're going to tick off the Easter Bunny. He's going to egg your house.
I think we did.
That's a very vicious bunny.
You know, I think he has some anger management issues.
Has there been a rabies alert in your area?
What the hell was that?
Could that be a rabid bunny?
Something seriously wrong. We might have finally pushed the Easter Bunny over the edge.
I think you offended him. I think you might have offended him.
Did we apologize? We did, didn't we?
I'm going to get extra carrots.
You didn't apologize to him.
That's right.
Wow. Well, you know what?
He's better hide in that house tonight.
He's been leaving me crap the last few years anyway.
Melted chocolate?
No, I don't think it was chocolate.
It wasn't melted. Maybe
very
runny,
dark,
but not melted.
Very dark chocolate.
Turtle heads.
Turtle.
He's been leaving you little turtle heads because he knows you're a diver.
Brother.
See, he's trying to adapt to your diving lifestyle by leaving you little brown turtle heads.
Well, it's not doing it for me. I'm converting to the Easter eel.
Clearly.
Follow my lead. Follow my dive plan.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
That's an angry bunny, man.
I think you pissed off the rabbit for sure.
Well, exactly. So why would you want to follow that nonsense? You know, go over the Easter Eel. We haven't heard from the Easter Eel, so I don't even know if he talks.
I'm going to put out extra carrots in a 410 shotgun myself.
Well, I just think you're in a crap house there, Greg.
Okay.
Oh, you guys think that's bad. Wait till Greg this Christmas and the Christmas tree worm comes and gives us a call.
The legend of the Christmas tapeworm.
Yeah.
No, a Christmas tree worm would actually make more sense.
Oh, he lives in the tree?
The Christmas tapeworm. That's a whole different thing.
That's a New Year's tapeworm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
You get from eating bad salami that's been left out too long.
Did we mention it's 420 and we're celebrating?
I don't even know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we going diving this month?
Well, you know, we just went to the Bahamas, and that was just a little...
By he means we.
Yeah, I know.
Dennis and I. You.
It was a tickler.
And we
literally went in to Bimini for just one night, Dennis and myself. So
Dennis?
The plan is to go back within the next month or so, guys, if you so are inclined to join me on an adventure like that.
Yeah, but...
Is Dennis lying?
His plane only holds two people, right?
Well, we can take the cruise ship. Shuttle.
Oh, yeah.
Fast ferry.
I'm in.
Yeah, would you get on board a fast ferry?
Hell yeah. Wasn't that a Tracy
Especially
Chapman song?
On Miami Beach.
I'd get on board a quick boat. I don't know about a fast ferry.
Get on a fast ferry.
You can take the fast ferry.
You go
from,
with your friend Terry.
Take the fast ferry from Key ferry. West over to the Dry Tortugas.
Well, they won't be dry for long.
Yeah, we want to get wet, not dry, Bubba Boy.
Okay.
So, no, we'll go back over to Bimini. And maybe take the ferry over from South Florida, from Miami, the port of Miami, and cruise over there. The Aqua Gypsy wants to go. I know Jerry the Diver Guy wants to go. Well, all of you guys want to go because all you've done is, like, abused me over the last week or two since I've been back. Like, man, you suck.
You deserved it.
How could you go without taking me?
I'm sick of that. You deserve every freaking bit of it.
Yeah, well, maybe. But
you just leave your loyal crew in the dirt.
We're going to give the Mad Easter Bunny your address.
If it wasn't for us, this show would have faltered years ago.
True. I would agree with that.
It's not faltering now.
No, I was just going to say you've helped expedite the process, all of you. You've taken credit for that. You know, the blame has been spread out over multiple people now. It's not just me. I feel very good about that.
Oh, you're the captain of the ship here.
I like it.
All right. Anyway, I'm thinking we're going to go back to the Bahamas over the next.
This is the first I've heard of this. Did you know about this?
No.
He's just breaking this out live.
Well,
on the
I'm
air.
Thinking.
He's trying to dig his way out of it.
So we just think we're going to go, and then they're going to scoot over there in the plane again.
Oh, yeah. We're going to find out about it on Facebook or something.
Well, no.
Oh, look, here's me and my new best friend, Dennis.
Dennis.
Diving with Hammerhead.
Dennis and I are
going to. He has a plane.
Well, yeah. Dennis and I will fly over and meet you losers, you know, a few hours later.
Uh-huh.
Come in our inner tube.
Yeah. But we can still dive together and hang out.
I'll put an Easter eel in your fuel tank. That's what I'll do.
See, I have a birthday in the middle of May, and I was figuring, why don't we have a birthday party for me over in Bimini?
Yeah.
Of course.
And you guys are invited.
It's Greg's 65th birthday part of this
year. Hey, now, Bubble Boy.
He can't dive.
Lies. I know you were a liar.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Good morning, starshine. The Earth says hello.
Earth Day. It should be every day. Earth Day. Make sure you
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, Earth Day is Monday, so it's Earth Day weekend, so that counts for something.
That wasn't you singing again, was it?
No, hell no.
Okay, good.
I don't sound that good.
He doesn't sing any of those songs, does he?
Never. None
of them.
I thought
he hired some professional.
Yeah.
Easter eel.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Earth Day coming up. By the way, it happens to be my son Max's birthday as well as Earth Day.
Happy birthday.
How about
to him?
That? Yeah.
Happy birthday, Max.
The plan is to get him certified to dive. What the hell did you guys just do? Did you just spill my
He just spilled the pukulele.
Holy crap.
Oh, no.
Go grab some towels and out of there, Bubble Boy, quick. Is it pouring down on the carpet? No. Holy crap, you guys.
There goes all the equipment.
All this happened live on Facebook.
Who's drunk?
And you just spilled half of my Yeah, $200 tequila. Oh my God!
Quick, this get a straw.
Wasting
Fortunately,
the alcohol.
It's an antiseptic.
Drum. It could be worse. It could be red wine.
Hey, you know, Walt DeMartini.
Take a sponge and just soak it up and
oh,
drink it from the
good.
Sponge.
That smells so good.
Oh, he's re-pouring more.
Yeah, get it on the good. Carpet. Make sure you get the carpet stuff. Even though that
that's alcohol help. Abuse.
He spilled most of it on me, Greg. It's okay.
Okay. Didn't get on the carpet on the floor.
Bubble so Boy okay. will suck it out of the paper towel.
And you know he's going to get pulled over later and say, why do you smell of alcohol, sir?
That's not alcohol. That's tequila.
For those of you not on Facebook Live, it was the Easter eel that made that.
Ah, yes. No, actually, I think it was the Easter bunny. I think it made everybody nervous. And
that's right.
Obviously, Bubble Boy, you know, he reached for the tequila and he poured it all over him. Thank God I'm...
Bubble Boy's trying to steal his nerves.
Thank God I'm going back to Mexico here in a couple weeks. Because I'm obviously going to have to get some more.
Maybe we should put the Easter eel in the bottle of tequila.
You know what it is? It's this big fancy display with the little tilted wood deal and the shot glasses. I'm trying to give this to Bubble Boy so he could enjoy it.
Yeah.
I am.
Gravity. Yes, he is.
Gravity just kicked my ass.
He's drinking it and wearing it at the same
Why are you
time.
Heading down to Mexico? Another dive?
Actually,
on the lamb.
Well, no, 2 weeks, we will be at the scuba show in Long Beach, California. And right after the scuba show, my wife and I are going to be spending our 30-year wedding anniversary.
Ooh. Ooh,
and,
we're going to head out killing him and burying him in the Mexican desert.
All these ideas, how to celebrate. Now you just gave me another one. What the hell is that squeaking noise? Who
That's
is doing
your 30th
that?
30th anniversary.
Who is
I think.
Doing that noise? What is
not
that?
Not me.
It's Jerry the Diver guy. No, what, are you, what is that time. Supposed to be, Jerry?
Greg, if you can't.
A cork in a bottle. Greg,
you need to ask listen. Casey that, not me.
Greg.
Yeah, that's Casey.
Don't judge. If you can't love yourself.
Hey, I'm innocent of everything.
Yes.
If you can't love yourself, then how can you love others?
Okay, let's talk about me. Enough about you, John.
Look, it's me and the eel. Okay, that's it.
Is that what that sound here. Was? Okay, just
hey,
quit
Greg?
It. Yes, Walt DeMartini now, live from the Gomez Hilton. How are you?
Yeah, we have to transmit from inside. We cannot do the hot tub pool today because of the restrictions on us.
Are they topless today?
Well, no flotation devices.
Last weekend, he crossed the line.
Uh-oh.
And evidently,
but
we
anyway,
have to
really,
I didn't know there was a line.
There is no line here, but I went to the Pirate Festival today, and you're not going to believe I ran into an old pirate down there.
You did? Who?
Keith Garner.
Oh, no way. Pirate. Captain Keith.
I know, Keith.
And Keith drove us back home in the boat, and we're here at the Hilton now, so we're
you're good
inside
to go.
Today.
All right.
Who's we?
Well,
Keith and Captain Walt.
No, Captain. Well, there's out. Captain Walt, there's Captain Gomez, and there's Raul.
Julio.
Yeah.
Who's Raul? This guy. This is Raul.
Oh, yeah, Bubble Boy. Bubble Boy turns into Raul after he's had too much
tequila.
Mexican tequila.
Well, we didn't spill on the counter he's drinking.
Yeah. Well, just to get back to finish why I'm going to be able to get more tequila, I'm heading out on a cruise right after the scuba show in Long Beach. And it leaves Long Beach, goes over to Catalina for a day, and down to the Mexican island of Ensenada. Or
enchilada,
city.
Got it.
Ensenada.
Enchilada. Over been, next to Wyoming.
And hopefully I'll be able to get a refill on my tequila. I'm hoping there.
Ensenada is not an island.
Well, I just said it's the city. I meant city of Ensenada.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought you said it was an island.
No, I didn't say that. You're hearing that.
I'll make sure to notify U.S. Customs and Border
Casey,
Protection.
Have you been there, by the way? Have you been to Ensenada?
Yes, I have. It's a lot of fun.
Do they sell tequila? It is Mexico, so I'm assuming they do.
Oh, they sell tequila just... Go to the outskirts of town. There used to be a guy that had tequila his family actually created. And it
okay.
Was
all right, got it. So go out on the outskirts
bottle.
Of town, get the cheap tequila. Maybe,
dumb crazy dog
maybe
scuba sent you.
Wake up the next morning in a tub of ice and missing a kidney. But regardless, that's what...
tell them crazy dog scuba sent you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll
weren't
find
you
something.
Almost
and
then
run?
Weren't you almost eaten by a boat in the last time you were in Catalina?
That's true. last time we were there with the guy with the boy. Well, CJ was there, and
in spirit.
No, he was there.
I know.
In real life,
I was
he was
there
one. He was one of the people that almost had the flesh burnt from his bones from the jet exhaust.
Stern drive.
Of the Catalina Fast Ferry. Yeah.
What the Catalina heck was Express. He doing?
He was trying to row a boat with a stick.
Row a boat?
With a stick.
Yeah, we were on this little dinghy. The five of us were on a dinghy. Waving.
Listen, I got
to
go,
our...
guys.
Oh,
great talking to you. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Captain Walt. Obviously,
enjoy the hot tub, Walt.
Law's at the law's at the door, the Gomez Hilton, so he has to go.
Pour a rum punch for me.
Natasha. And Natasha said hello to Jerry the diver guy.
Okay. Well,
you tell her hello, too. Okay. And I love that picture of you and her.
Oh, boy.
Makes me jealous.
That explains
later,
why.
Guys.
See ya.
Later.
See ya, Cam Walt. All right, there you go. That explains why Walt is on the inside right now, I think. Because
of
those pictures that you saw, I assume. They're Jerry, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I plead the fifth on that. What was going on at the Gomez Hilton this weekend? Because that was a very nefarious moment of appearance.
Abbreviated appearance. As he said, he was out playing pirate today. So
the weather is beautiful. Everyone is out today.
He gave you key words, Casey.
His key words, were what?
He said that the captain brought them home. So
yeah, well that's true.
Oh,
yeah.
So he doesn't want to leave the crew. Shall we say alone with the captain?
Well,
probably done gone, hot tub's being used.
We were not speaking with Captain Walty Martini. We were speaking to his alter ego, Gomez or Julio. I'm not sure which one it was. But
I think Gomez is out right now, but Julio hasn't arrived yet.
Just moments away. Yeah, it's the whole thing. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy connected, in the studio and connected via the web. Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and Barry the Bugger. All right, let's see.
Hey,
on
Greg.
Facebook Live, Gerald suggested when I go to Ensenada, make sure I go to the places where they give you free samples. If you ask them, they'll give them to you. I'm way ahead of you there, buddy. I know how this rolls. I know how this how you do this stuff. You got to try the product before you buy it, and the trick is trying as much as possible before you.
You're
going to
bring something back for everyone this time, right?
Wrong.
So you're saying Mexico is exactly like Costco?
It's exactly like Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Okay.
You go sample all
the
moonshine.
You can do that with too.
Okay, if you say so. All right.
Hey, well, I have a bit of scuba radio trivia.
Okay, what's that?
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'll send cigars to the first guy to tell me. We just heard the ad for Eric. And do you remember the first story that ever published on scuba radio with our buddy Eric?
With
Douglas?
Greg's, Mike Scott, the whole thing.
The title Gaming of his
Cowboys?
First book, is that what you're
I
saying?
I think I do.
Yeah, what was the first book?
Of Gaming the Mike Cowboys? Scott series.
Yes.
Was it
on Scuba Radio.
Was it Oil and Water?
Wrong!
Cayman Cowboys.
No.
L.A. Underwater?
I think the we're not supposed to answer, are we? You want someone
Greg
else?
Greg might have a shot if he really scrapes his memory.
I know what it is.
Scrape the barnacles off your cortex.
Flooding
Going
Hollywood.
Going down with the ship.
The
Flooding Hollywood.
Wyoming.
Flooding Hollywood.
Going down with the ship.
The Easter eel strikes again.
Wait. It all week.
Going down with the ship? Is that the name of it?
Yes.
I don't remember that. Where was I?
Originally first published, brought up on the Scuba Radio, and we promoted it all week. I just found a little note about it.
I think he just made that up. I don't know. I don't remember any of that.
That was a different radio show.
Did I block it out?
It is 420.
Oh, okay.
The world's second radio
show. Okay. We'll still say, we'll still take the cigars, though.
Blunt!
Blunt! I have the decals out. I'm wrapping the Scuba Radio cigars this week. Right.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Consider the cleverest of all sharks. Unlike the great white, which tends to inhabit the waters of harbors and recreational beach areas, the land shark may strike at any time, any place. It is capable of disguising its voice and generally attacks young single women. Expert at the University of Miami's Oceanographic Institute suggests that the best way to scare off the shark in the event of an attack is to hit or punch the predator in the nose.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, the master of the hammerhead shark dive in Bimini. I got the video to prove it.
Rub it in.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. Because, you know, I was there with Dennis. And we were over there in Bimini, and we just had a big old time. A 16-foot hammerhead shark.
Stop. Hammer time.
It was. And you guys weren't there, were you?
So we don't believe a word you say.
We weren't there.
I could give you...
No, we were not. Left the crew.
I could give you encouragement and...
We're losers and you're awesome.
While you were away, I raided your liquor cabinet.
We're stupid and you're a genius.
Yeah, yeah.
We're ugly and you're great looking.
Okay. You're not going to find any...
We're weak.
What are you smoking?
We're weak and you're all powerful.
Yeah, keep going.
We're stingy and you're generous.
Yeah, okay. I'm kind of liking where this is going.
The nail on
invisible
the head.
And you're okay.
I think he's kissing up a little.
We're just
lousy Walmart stupid people.
We're hanging on for dear life, and you're thriving, surviving.
Yeah. I like it.
We suck, and you're amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Wow. What do you want exactly?
CJ's way too good at this.
Yeah. It's called brown nosing. It's how you get ahead in life,
okay.
Barry. Come on.
Okay.
What the hell's wrong with you? All right.
I like a clean nose.
If you want to go back to Bimini, that's what you do. You suck up. You start, brown nosing as CJ just, properly.
I'm a horrible diver, and you're the best diver in the world. Well,
okay. See, Barry, it's Greg's birthday.
If you take me, I'll buy your whole next bar tab.
You're the lobster slayer.
It's not bad.
They're easy on that one. It's easy. That can be expensive.
What do you
I'll
say,
bring
Bubble
a
Boy?
Zeroed out credit card with a $2,000 limit. Drink your heart out.
$2,000 won't get us past 5 o'clock, you idiot. What's wrong with? Oh, no, I'm kidding.
You guys better start kissing Greg's butt. Next month, it's his 91st birthday.
Hey, thank you. That's not how it works.
Just don't
Bubble
kiss
Boy.
The part with the Easter eel.
Oh, just
infected bite.
We don't want to
after
go
tomorrow.
Yeah, let's. Just...
Are you rewriting your will for us?
Never, never.
And I heard when they put the monkey heart in, they deducted 20 years. He's younger now.
Just think. If
oh,
the
you mean that,
eel,
that would add 20 years?
Most people have a will. Greg has a won't.
Huh. I don't think that's accurate.
I'm not anyway. Sure where the cottage cheese comes in, because where there's a will, there's a way.
Not sure what to think of that.
And moving on.
Yes. All right, so this Ty
best,
Caver, you
best
guys saw
silence
the,
ever.
Saw the story where the guy who was part of the team that rescued all those kids in the Ty Cave, the team of divers that went in there and saved those kids, was in Tennessee. I think it was Nashville. They were in a private
Jackson.
Oh, it was
east
Jackson
of, east. Yeah, a little east of
Jackson,
Memphis.
Tennessee. Okay,
Reggie Jackson got it.
Actually,
how the hell did he get to Tennessee, Greg? From Thailand.
Yeah, it's a long way.
You walked.
Yeah, of course.
The Easter eel brought him.
Oh, that's right. Our southern border's wide open.
You fly.
I forgot.
He grabbed hold of the Easter eel and just took the ride all the way over to Tennessee.
Does he have a sled like Santa?
Okay, just stop.
No, he navigates. He navigates the sewer systems.
Don't be silly. All right, so anyway, the Guy went out on a dive there in Jackson, Tennessee in the spring, and evidently they're not sure what exactly happened. I saw some reports that maybe his guide string broke. You know, these cave divers, they basically, you know, leave this guide string where they go, kind of like a Hansel and Gretel kind of thing, so they know how to get in and out of these intricate cave systems that they navigate. I mean, it's pretty extreme stuff. But this this guideline is fairly thin. That's one of been, and honestly, that's been one of the things that has probably kept me from going down that on that dive plan to become a cave diver. God bless everybody who does it, but there's just something about it that is a little bit it's not my thing. And anybody wants to do it, God bless.
Hey, I don't blame you. I don't like to go anywhere down anywhere where there's a string.
What? No.
Oh, that's a whole other issue, I know. So, the thing is that, you know, if you get down there and your string breaks, you're lost. And that's what happened to this guy, supposedly. That might have been what happened. For whatever reason, he got lost in the cave system. He was diving. And all of a sudden, you know, now they got a missing diver situation. And Ed Sorensen, who's he's like a super cave diver. And just Google him. He comes up all over the place. But he does this in Florida, and evidently he was the guy they called. You know, like, who are you going to call if you have a missing cave diver? You know,
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, no, it's Ed.
Thank you.
And the thing is, Ed, he's quite a prominent name in the cave diving world, and he's done a ton of rescues and, unfortunately, body recoveries, because most of the time when this type of scenario happens, it ends up being a body recovery, because once they realize the diver's missing, obviously they're going to run out of air and there's only so much time you have. Luckily, this guy, and they had hoped this was the case because he was a very experienced cave diver himself, but he did what he was supposed to do, which was try to go up and find an air pocket, and sure enough he did, and that's where Ed found him. So he flew up to Tennessee as quick as he could, and luckily the guy had found an air pocket, and Ed navigated back there in the cave system, and sure enough, like 45 minutes later, he found him, and they brought him out, and it was a big success story, and made the, GMA had him on their morning show this week. I mean, it was good stuff. It was a great story.
Now, that's awesome that guy found an air pocket, but correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know.
You're wrong.
Okay.
But go ahead anyway.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
Right, right.
There's aren't always air pockets, right? I mean, they're not
correct.
Always available.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might be in a cave with no air pockets.
Well, and that's the best they were hoping for when he became missing. He didn't, obviously, he had planned out his dive enough to alert the ground crew or friends that was there, I guess, watching after him, or maybe just waiting for him, and said, look, if I'm not back by this time, there's a problem. A good cave diver, they plan all this stuff out to the nines. It's really intense. But even an experienced person like him, I mean, stuff happens. And in this situation, sure enough, something happened.
Is this
bad?
Now, I've heard this. I don't know if it's true or not for trying to find an air pocket when you're cave diving. I have been told by Bubble Boy off the air.
Yeah.
You fart and then follow the bubbles.
Yes. That's true.
No, that just tells
it
you which.
It saved my life.
That just, if you're disoriented, that would be one way to know which way is up. But not one that I'd recommend.
Also, it's a relief.
Are you supposed
relief.
To stay in one place or keep moving around?
What, you mean if that were to happen and you get disoriented?
Well, if you got lost, I mean, he found an air pocket and stayed in one place and waited for help to come to him. Versus him swimming around and using up whatever air he had left.
Right.
You can also float a buoy.
I don't know. I'm not cave certified, Barry, so I couldn't tell you what the...
Where's Pete when we need him?
Yeah, well, we were supposed to join him, but, Pete, unfortunately, got whacked by a tornado in his area, and that whacked his internet connection.
Oh, I thought he was swimming with the manatee.
No, that was another day. But yeah, the thing is that I believe that is correct. I believe that is right, that you know, if you get lost or disoriented and you know...
Follow the fart bubbles?
No, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, the other
you
thing.
You find an airspace, if you can find one, and you know you're not going to be able to get... And hope for the best that your ground crew or support crew have an emergency plan and they can get to you. You know, he obviously was smart enough to know,
where was his dive buddy?
Well, when you get into this, when you get into this level of certification of caving, this isn't necessarily a dive buddy kind of thing. Some of these guys are solo divers. Mm-hmm. This is very extreme type of diving. Mm-hmm. So we're way beyond buddy diving and stuff like that.
Bubble Boy disappears.
They were mapping this cave, wasn't they?
I don't know if they were mapping or what he was doing. I have no idea.
No, but there was more than one diver on this dive.
I don't know.
Split up.
I mean, maybe. Maybe there wasn't.
Big air pocket, or like was his face smashed against the roof?
No, it was a big. He was out of the water.
Oh, okay,
and so he had found a big air pocket, and he was like,
he was in a cavern someplace.
Yeah, it looked like a big cave type of thing that happened to be.
Quick hint: don't light a fire.
Not a great place to be hanging out for hours at a time. I'm sure he wasn't a happy diver at that point, but pretty happy when he got saved. I'm sure. More coming up. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba. Scuba diver. The scuba. Scuba diver. The scuba, 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 ooba. Scuba, dooba, ooba, hobba. The scuba. Scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, Jared the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and Barry the Boater and or Bugger. Actually, he's a boater right now because lobster season in Florida is closed. So he's officially a boater till then. Right, Barry?
That's correct.
Till Bugfest, end of July.
But to open soon.
To open soon? What do you mean?
Bugfest is opening soon.
Well, end of July. That's not really soon, though.
It's kind of. In the cosmic scheme of things, it's a blink of an eye.
Okay, if you say so.
Greg, don't forget to thank Casey for that wonderful box of cigars that he sent us.
Yes. Thank you, Casey. Oh, thank you. What? I can't really
hey,
do
Greg.
It. What? It's a
well,
thing.
I'm wrapping some more for you now, so I will send another box here shortly.
Okay. Well, you're in the lab, little scuba
the
radio
dive master in the world.
He has a special scuba radio bands he puts around the cigars.
I did bring a couple cigars, by the way. Just
oh, God bless you.
Yeah, but these are scuba radio cigars.
Pipe tobacco
these
as well.
These are special.
Greg.
Really? Yes, Barry the Boater.
Has anyone ever come up with a device that would send out a ping sound that you would put by the entrance of the cave, and then you would wear something on your wrist to find your way back if your line broke?
Like that. Like a bell.
Yeah.
Well, no, first seriously. Of all, it would sound like this underwater. That's how the bell would sound.
Yeah, but sound travels through water better than air.
Not like that,
like
though.
Like that.
No, a bell would not... You would not hear a bell underwater. It'd sound like this. That's how...
Like this.
Yeah, but...
Maybe. Yeah,
it also
like
travels through water good, but it's you never can tell which direction it's
true.
Coming from.
See, that's the problem, Barry. Think.
Remember,
think, will you?
Craig, when we go...
I am thinking.
Underwater GPS would work.
Maybe someone hasn't come up with it yet.
Well, sound, you said, will dissipate underwater. You can't tell what direction it's coming from. So the sound won't necessarily help, but you mean like an alert, like, hey, we're...
They'll know something's going on, though.
Like a... Beep, 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 beep. You know, some kind of alert sound, like a dive alert or something. Like
something.
If
we use those little rattlers to alert each other when there's a lobster around.
Well, you know, they were, I think the guy was fairly far back into the cave system, so I don't know if you would have heard anything.
I just read the story on it. He was diving with someone else. The line did break, like you said.
Right.
But he knew that there was an air pocket towards the back of the cave.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he, or the path, that's what he ended up going to. And waiting out, he figured that help would come to him instead of using up his ear, getting lost.
And that was evidently the right choice. I mean, that would be very difficult, an extremely difficult decision to make, you think?
Yeah, because your instinct would be to get the hell out of there.
Right. I mean, and I'm sure we'll hear about this more in the coming weeks, that, you know, how long or at what point do you go, okay, well, I'm going to have to give it a go.
Because, I wanted to leave this show like an hour ago. But,
true.
But I forced myself to stay.
Right. I know what it's like.
Woo!
I know what it's like.
You do.
Oh, yeah, it's like circling the parking lot at the supermarket, finally getting that space up front.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, I do. We've
happy
all been
420,
there.
Everyone.
The air pocket.
We've all been there.
Mm-hmm. But I would think it would be
only to find out it's handicapped.
A torturous type of decision to make. You know, sit there and go, you know, do I wait for them to come to me? And that's, I'm sure his training kicked in, and that's what, you know, he was thinking, look, you know, this is what we're supposed to do. We know what what we can do here. Eventually somebody's going to be able to come get me. Now, Ed had to fly all the way to Tennessee from Florida. So I'm guessing it had to at least be 12 hours.
24, he was under there.
Yeah.
I am a little confused. Wow. They had no cave divers with the ability to go get this guy, except Ed had to fly up there.
It was someone that was familiar with the system.
What do you mean? You mean it had to be somebody?
He was familiar with that particular area.
Ah, yeah.
But this is the same guy from
what
Thailand.
What you're saying, he's familiar with that cave.
Yes.
And Ed was the only guy in the country that he had to fly up there.
I think there was one other guy, but they chose him. Mm-hmm. And the phone call was made till 1 a.m., and he got there at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So I guess he had to get his gear together and then get in a helicopter to him in and all that.
Yeah, yeah. It's this is crazy stuff. I mean,
that makes
it's
a great
very
movie.
Oh, it very well might end up being one. But can you imagine sitting in this air pocket for 24 hours and trying to, you know, decide like, hey, should I give it should I try? Or
do we know how much air he had left in his tank when he hit the air pocket?
Actually was sitting out of the water. So this was a fairly large cave or cavern inside this pathway.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
You mean if he would have tried to escape?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, he said from what I was reading, he knew he was going to run out of air if he didn't go back to the cavern and just sit it out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So
the visibility, it was all silted up in there.
Right. But, you know, after 12
hours.
How
far in was he? Do we know how far in?
45 minutes. Yeah, they said
the path is 434 feet.
Whoa. Deep.
Most people would have panicked. But this is his second time within less than 12 months. So.
What do you mean?
He was in Thailand.
Yeah, but he was one of the rescuers.
He was a rescuer in Thailand. Not the
way to pay attention, Bubba Boy. Yeah, he was one of the rescuers. And so, yeah, this time he had to be the guy rescued. Thought. But he made the right decision. It all worked out well. So God bless him for it. It's kind of extreme. You want to go down that path. You want to become a cave diver. God bless you. But just know it takes a lot of discipline. And you really got to commit yourself to make sure you don't get into those jams. And if you do, you make the right decisions like they did. Okay?
Follow the Easter eel.
I'll stay in warm, sunny waters.
Yeah, we'll just play.
Hammerheads.
We'll play with the Easter eel and just focus on less intense things like that. Oh, boy. And on that note, a disturbing note at that.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Oh, the Mad Bunny's here. Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.